If you flew over Pequot Lakes, a half hour north of Brainerd, you would see as much water as land. This is the heart of Minnesota's vacation country, where summer cabins outnumber year-round homes 2 to 1. Despite being located in the middle of some of the state's priciest lakeshore, Pequot Lakes is a modest, mostly low-income community. The combination causes problems for the Pequot Lakes School District. Because there is such a huge property tax base, the state sharply reduces the amount of school aid they contribute. Only about 20% of the school budget in Pequot comes from the state, compared to 60% state money for the average Minnesota school district.
I can't stand it because it isn't fair.
Pequot Lakes School Board member Marjorie Luce says the state should take into account the ability of local residents to pay. Lavish million-dollar summer homes stretching along the shores of the Whitefish chain don't mean local residents are wealthy.
Although our assessed valuation is very high here, it's as high as Edina's, they tell us. Our average income is low because we have practically no industry. The community is made up mostly of retired people, and seasonal workers, people that work in the forest.
When Minnesota's school funding formula was overhauled 25 years ago, the goal was equal educational opportunity for every student. Whether a district was located in a wealthy metropolitan suburb or a poor rural county, a blend of local property taxes and state aid provided each the same amount of money per student to work with. Gary Olson of the Minnesota Department of Children, Families, and Learning says the system works well for most of Minnesota's 353 school districts, but not all of them.
The funding formula is doing what it's supposed to do in terms of equalization. The problem, essentially, for Pequot Lakes, they're really kind of outliers on the extreme end of property wealth per student. They are in an extremely kind of unusual position, and that makes it a little more difficult, I think.
Two-thirds of the property taxes raised in the Pequot District comes from the summer homes, whose inhabitants don't use the schools they're paying for. The other third comes from the mostly low-income year-round residents. Because most of Pequot Lake's school budget is raised locally, school officials say they're reluctant to ask voters for more money for building or operating expenses. While they limp along, two-thirds of Minnesota school districts have excess levy referendums to generate more money. For most of those districts, the state kicks in the lion's share. But that wouldn't be the case for Pequot, where 80% of the money would be local. Pequot Lakes residents passed a $5 million bond issue a couple of years ago for desperately needed space. But Superintendent Jim Raskovich says it wasn't easy.
We had to tell our people that those dollars would be coming out of their tax levy. And if we were another district, we would say, if we pay 40% of the cost, the state will pay 60% of the cost. It's much easier to sell a referendum if you can tell people the state is paying the biggest part of the share.
Music teacher Karen Jacobson directs the district's 6 choirs, including the high school concert choir. As they warm up their voices, she says the staff has to spend a lot of time talking about how to deliver quality education on a shoestring.
It is frustrating for me because there are times I want to just teach the kids. I as a teacher, don't want to have to worry about all the money, and I know that's a part of it. I just want to teach the kids.
Despite the tight finances, Pequot Lakes has a good reputation for quality education. 90 students from other districts opt to attend school here under open enrollment. That should mean an extra $200,000+ in state aid for Pequot. But because of the state funding formula, they don't get the money. State Representative Chris Haskamp, who represents Pequot Lakes, says it's an obvious flaw in the system.
They're actually penalized because other students come in and their taxpayers have to pay for them. So they really are in an absolute no-win box that is very unfair, but it's been very difficult to deal with the current system because you'd have to literally tip it upside down and start all over, and that's almost an impossibility.
Haskamp convinced last year's legislature to allow Pequot to collect state aid from open enrollment students. It was vetoed by the governor. Superintendent Jim Raskovich says school district staff aren't optimistic about the state adjusting their school formula, but it won't stop their efforts to change the system. In the meantime, he says they will continue to find creative ways to provide good education for their students in one of the most beautiful places in the state. I'm Rachel Reby for Main Street Radio.